From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. A March for Black Women and Their Allies is happening in South Florida tomorrow. The march is in its second year and was created to highlight the specific issues that Black women face in our region and to create a community of sisterhood. It's happening in Fort Lauderdale and Miami. WLRN reporter Nadege Green spoke to Christina Francois, one of the organizers.
What is the March for Black Women about?
So in 2017, we really focused on developing an agenda. We call it the Fem Agenda, that addresses the feminization of poverty, that uplifts marginalized groups of women that are traditionally left out of the conversation around women's rights. And so we decided to take the bullhorn and make sure that the issues that Black women are facing are front and center.
This is also about Black girls. A national study by the Women's Law Center found Black girls were more likely to be suspended and disciplined harsher in school than white girls. You're working with teens and youth in this march. What are some of their concerns as young Black girls?
There was a session this weekend called Radical Softness, and it was literally a space for the youth to say that, hey, we're here and we're not mean, we're not angry, we have a mix of emotions like everybody else, but we're seen in a different way. You know, they were saying that they're scared to call out their peers when, you know, they're getting bullied or they're getting teased, that they are scared to go to administrators and teachers to report things because then they're seen as the problem. They're seen as aggressive. So we do have a whole contingent of youth that have been a part of the planning, youth speakers, trans youth, queer youth, talking at the march on Saturday. So we are definitely making sure they take up the space they deserve.
Race and gender have come in sharp focus over the past few years. We're confronting this country's past and present with racism and sexism. Can you talk about what it means when those two things intersect, what it means to be a Black woman right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think that when we look at our equal pay, we know that for Black women, that's even lower. One of the reasons why we decided to create this space to particularly address all of the different economic issues and political issues that our communities face is because we're not included in the statistic. And so we want to get the facts out there about, equal pay for Black women, office workplace discrimination. There's a lot of conversation around Black women's hair in the workplace, right? Certain workplaces saying that having dreadlocks is not acceptable or having braids is not acceptable. And that trickles down to our girls in our schools saying that their hair is messy or inappropriate and then not being able to go to school.
The March for Black Women is happening both in Fort Lauderdale and in Miami. What can people expect if they show up?
We're going to begin the march by having a brief overview of everything that's on your ballot, share some resources. There are tons of voter guides out there. Then we're going to have speakers from all different facets of the Black community. So we're going to have Black Indigenous folks. We're going to have queer folks. We're going to have immigrant folks. And really highlight that all of these other issues are Black issues, and then come back and celebrate over food and music and kinship.
That was Christina Francois, one of the organizers of the March for Black Women, speaking with WLRN reporter Nadege Green. The march is taking place in Miami and Fort Lauderdale tomorrow. This is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatteo.